American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 788. Here is the translated text as follows. The labors involved in this case have been unprecedented. We can find no parallel to them in the history of judicial proceedings in this country. None of us have yet broken down under the strain, although many times our bodies have been weary, and our hearts sick and faint. Still, I do not believe these labors should be a subject of regret when we consider the great importance of the case now to be decided. It is significant because it involves the lives of 12 men and the interests of public justice, not only in this country but in every other civilized nation. This case is of consequence not only to our own citizens but to all those who go down to the sea in ships. When removed from the protection of their friends and neighbors, they should still be safeguarded by the moral influence of the law, which extends over the vast expanse of the ocean and from one continent to another. When you consider the momentous nature of this trial and its connection to the interests of every seafaring people, I believe I am justified in saying that the efforts expended on this cause should not be regretted. We should not only dismiss from our minds all thoughts of the labor we have endured, but also any personal feelings that might bias our judgment or impede the ends of justice. We should approach the decision of this case with pure hearts and minds, free from any feelings of anger or irritation, regardless of how much the defense's tactics may have provoked them. We must remember the great maxim of the law, that every person is presumed to be innocent until proven guilty. However, we must also resolve that, should the guilt of the individuals before us be proven, we will fulfill our duty. The prisoners have had a fair and noble trial. Although they are far from their friends and the procedures of this court may be unfamiliar to them, they have been afforded privileges they might not have received in their own country. They have been provided with copies of the charges against them so that they might understand what those charges entail. They have also had individuals familiar with their language to assist them. This version aims to clarify the text while maintaining its original intent and tone.